Yes, it is.
We'd like the show to be as full as possible and to sound exciting. Hang on to the John a little bit to build some anticipation and try to make it sound like...
F-A-R-T, Mac Chandler.
Go.
I think you're putting me on.
It has a purpose. It'll give him an excuse for sending it back.
Most important, blessed are the meeks, for they shall inherit the earth. Or at least 60%.
They dig love and peace and the beautiful flowers and all those gentle things. And then they crank up their bands.
Last summer, I'm relaxed. Use that easy center wax.
Is there a sand pile any place you could bury that damn thing?
That's where he got it in the first place.
Están escuchando el sonido a gogo de la emisora de...
It's not good at all.
Boy, do I agree.
I'm doing my darndest, Billy.
Two, one, two, three.
K-N-O-K!
Truly a series which lives up to its title, The World's Greatest Mysteries.
In honor of his past performance, we're going to open up a new department with Ray Hurst in charge. It's going to be called... Laundry.
I certainly hope it builds into something more than it is now.
It will.
In the beginning, Bill created the jingle and the 10-track, and Pam's was without form. And Cliff Moore, and the spirit of Bill hovered in an alley. And Bill said, "Let us make Toby in our own image, and he shall have dominion over Dennis and Fred and the air conditioner at Studio A." And the writers wrote, the singers sang, the salesman sold, and through it all, Pam's prospered. And it was in the seventh year that the fig leaf was lifted. And lo and behold, the agency. And Bill said,
"You sure the boss okayed this?"
And it was after that time that the writers continued to write, the singers to sing, the players to play, and the salesmen to sell. Only for less money. Now it was at this time that a prophet came to Pam's. But it wasn't WABC, because they never had been a prophet. No, this prophet was St. Francis of Blaybon, who was able to predict great weddings, such as Series 35, 36, KDKA, David Nagin, and your key operator, Myron Blue.
While Miss Baby is sitting on Punkin's lap,
we see Toby Arnold ascending a Mount of Olives. The Mountain of Olives left over from his martinis. And we hear him say, "Gloria, get your chisel." And upon her tablet, he diddeth chisel. And has been chiseling ever since the 8 commandments of Pam's. 1. Thou shalt not set thy foot within the confines of the chateau. 2. Thou shalt never write Pam's without a little R. 3. Thou shalt never underprice KIIS, KGO, WKNR. Thou shalt not create an atmosphere which is conducive to golf clubs. 5. Thou shalt not covet residuals. 6. Thou shalt not carry a pencil or score paper on an airplane. for they are dangerous weapons in the hands of the wrong individual. 7.
Thou shalt not take driving or parking lessons from Gloria Watkins or A.G. Arnold. The devil made me say that.
8. Thou shalt have a Merry Christmas until 5:30 p.m. Christmas Day, at which time we shall have a stand-up meeting to discuss the balance of the KISS material.
The preceding. Was a copyrighted feature and may reproduce in whole or in part.
In whole or in part.
Without the written consent.
Part
of Dallas. 4141 Office Parkway, Dallas, Texas.
Merry Christmas.